This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 9th day of May, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm going to attempt to make a habit of having the prepper tip of the day be the first thing we do so it doesn't get overlooked. And we will do that here shortly. Dave Hodges this week, Monday through yesterday, has written an excellent series of articles. I believe the next one coming out today will be right in there with it. I encourage you and urge you to please consider reading all of Dave Hodges' articles he wrote this week at his website, The Common Sense Show. That is The Common Sense Show. Prepper tip of the day. Learning how to use a compass, how to use a map, both highway maps and topographical maps, and cross-country navigation. This is not optional. This is not optional. It's just every bit as important as your medical training, first aid training, learning to use ham radio equipment. It is not optional. I've taught many map and compass reading courses, map reading and compass courses, cross-country navigation. And it's a simple process, but it does take a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of experience to be able to do this. So how do you do that? Well, there's any number of books. You can go to Amazon.com and find any number of books on how to use a map and compass. I encourage you to do that if you don't already know how to do that. Get yourself at least two good quality compasses. Whenever I go out into the field, I always carry two in case one gets broken or lost. It might be good to consider joining an orienteering club. Many larger communities have orienteering clubs, and they make it a fun sport and a social event to learn how to navigate cross country. So that's the prepper tip for the day. Be sure and consider what I'm asking you to do to get those skills, get the equipment, and incorporate that into everything else you do. We do have patiently waiting in the green room our friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that we're concerned about, these various viruses and volcanoes and hurricanes and climate change and flooding and all these things going on. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I have breaking news on two fronts.
Yes.
I want to go right to those. One of them is that Lebanon, now you know where Lebanon is. It's between Syria and Israel.
I thought it was between Springfield and St. Louis. Go ahead.
You know, I really needed that, John. These things are so serious, and I get so wrapped up in them. Yes. Well, it could be. But in this case, this is the country of Lebanon,
yes.
And it's over there by Israel and Syria. It's registered its first case of the MERS virus.
Okay.
And this is breaking news. What they did was he walked out of the hospital. Now, he said they had a patient who had been in the hospital, and he was, I guess they had tested him for MERS, and he was diagnosed as being a carrier of the virus. And he left the hospital after treatment led to a significant improvement in his health.
Right.
And then the ministry said citizens have no cause for panic.
Of course.
I'm sorry, John, but this is so serious. I mean, this is a Category 4 biohazard.
Right.
And if we have people who are carriers, now we're talking like a Typhoid Mary.
So now, is this first notice we've had that such a thing is possible with this particular disease?
Yes.
I thought so.
So I'm beginning to think, well, we're going to have to watch this very closely. One, it is epidemic in Saudi Arabia. MERS is epidemic in Saudi Arabia. They're hoping to prevent it from becoming pandemic, which would mean spread outside of that area. But, of course, Saudi Arabia is exporting MERS. You know, they've exported a case to Greece, two cases to, some place in Europe, and trying to think of Greece. Yeah, one to the United States, one to Indonesia, and one to Malaysia, and that person has died, and they're still trailing. They're still tracking his contacts. But this to just, I mean, if he's a carrier and he's asymptomatic, then, you know, they aren't tracking his movements. They said, what they're saying to the public is, do what you would do to prevent a cold. So they do think that it's spread.
Anna, here's what this tells me. Now we're aware of what, about 200 or so cases? Is it 300? I don't know.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Okay. So we know definitely that about one out of 300 could possibly be a carrier. Of course, at least that many. So let's say 1/3 of 1% is what we know definitely. It may be as high as 1%. We simply don't know. But a person being a carrier, especially with international travel being as rapid as it is, it opens up a whole new ball game here, doesn't it?
Excuse me. Well, the person who ended up in Indiana, he was working as a civil engineer over in Saudi Arabia. He flew to Heathrow. He flew into Chicago, and then he took a bus to Indiana. And he didn't have any symptoms. It was 2 days later that he went to the hospital. And they isolated him. And it took a week for the CDC to get on site.
Right. A week for them to get there?
A week for them to get there. And that was, this is so scary, John. I mean, the CDC is supposed to protect the public health. I mean, they're supposed to, this is a category for biohazard.
Tell people what that means. A lot of folks may not know what a category 4 biohazard is.
I hear music. I'll have to do it after the break.
We'll come back after the break. We'll find out. We'll let everybody know what a category 4 biohazard is after the break. Stay tuned.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 9th day of May. When you're putting together your personal kit for going out into the field, whether you're going to be out in the bush, in the woods, or in an urban environment, and your personal kit's going to be what you use to be safe and be secure, you may start out as a young woman or young man buying less expensive equipment. I know I did because I had no choice. And as I acquired more funds, I upgraded to higher quality equipment. It's really nice to be able to start out with the top of the line. especially if you get a discount. And that's where Cover 6 Gear holsters come in. Top-of-the-line holsters at a reasonable price, plus you can get a discount. Handmade, one at a time, by Amish craftsmen. This is as good as it gets. And you need to check out the details at cover6gear.com. When you place your order, there'll be a box for the code. That's where how you get your discount. In that box, you put JR Liberty, and you'll get your discount and get the highest quality handmade Amish holsters to incorporate into your personal equipment. The order line to place an order, if you want to do it on a telephone, you can use the code also there, is 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. Before the break, Ann Morrison was about to tell us exactly what and a level, is it level 4 biohazard? What is that now?
Yes, it's the level. There are four levels, 1, okay. 2, 3, and 4. And this one, and then there's, in addition to that, each one of them has a 1, 2, 3, and 4 on how bad it is. So a 4/4 is the worst.
Okay.
Now, biohazard level 4 means that it has to be, if you're working with it on, in a laboratory, it has to be in a level 4 containment facility.
Right.
But let me just tell you what the description is. I'm just going to read this so that I don't mislead anybody. This is what the world thinks, this is what the World Health Organization says. Viruses and bacteria that cause severe to fatal disease in humans and for which vaccines or other treatments are not available. Now, that includes the Ebola virus and also the MERS, which we're talking about. When dealing with biological hazards at this level, the use of a hazmat suit and a self-contained oxygen supply is mandatory. Now, I can just see people walking around in hazmat suits and oxygen, self-contained oxygen.
Even in a hospital, I mean, just to keep everybody from running in fear away from the hospital, they'd have to close off a whole wing where people couldn't even see that taking place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you remember E.T.
I know, if I was approached a hospital and I saw people anywhere suited up like that, I wouldn't even get out of my car. I'd turn around and leave and go someplace else.
And yet this man in Indiana who had the MERS, he walked into the hospital emergency room. And they weren't. Do you think that they were dressed in biohazard?
Well, no, of course not. They're just sitting there in their normal attire that they would wear. Now, I do understand, Ann, that about 50 of those people that, at that hospital have been sent home on administrative leave and self-quarantine.
That is correct. And, in fact, I just pulled up an article. Now, before, the CDC had said that he had not exhibited any symptoms until after he arrived, 2 days after he arrived in Munster, Indiana. However, he did have some illness symptoms before he flew from Saudi Arabia. Now, he flew on the 24th, and that means that if you want to back that up, he said, let's see, what did he had? Came down with a fever on April 14th. Well, today is May 9th.
Right, so, almost a month later.
Yeah. And he walked into the hospital on the 24th, but he had symptoms on the 14th. And he was still allowed to get on the planes and on the bus and go home. And so they said that what they're saying now is that they have stepped up their contacting of people who flew with him on both flights and on the bus and his people at home. And also there were 50 employees who were quarantined at home, isolated at home for 14 days. We know that the incubation period is up to 21 days. That's 3 weeks. And they only home isolated 50 of their employees for 2 weeks. But according to what I'm reading, is he first showed symptoms on the 14th, he presented the symptoms with symptoms on the 24th. So that's 10 days. But it could be as long as 21 days. But it just that his particular, there's a range involved in, well, how do you know when something starts and when it doesn't?
Right.
You know, hopefully they take a thorough history and they're able to figure out that. That was the World Health Organization, and that was May 5th statement.
I would not want to, if I was a betting man, I would not bet in favor of them being able to contain this. There's just too many unknowns, too many loose ends.
Well, okay, this is, you know, these are the statements and that are coming out of the CDC and what they are doing about it. And yeah, I think you're right, John, and that's why this is so important, and that's why we're talking about it this morning, is because the CDC thinks that you're responsible for your health. They have been saying for a week they're going to let this guy go home. He hasn't gone home yet. They've been saying since Monday he was ready to go home, but he hasn't been released yet. Now, no symptoms have been reported in the healthcare workers and family members who had contact with him. And they also said that the people they did contact the people that flew with him and who rode in the hospital with him. So they've made I'm with you, John. Something that has an incubation period of 21 days, and then somebody who gets sick 10 days before he flies, and then he's still allowed to fly, you know, there's just too many things going on. Now, he was a healthcare worker in Saudi Arabia, and he knew another healthcare worker there. In fact, he worked with him, who died of MERS.
Right, right.
So supposedly he was on that man's contact list.
Right.
And yet they didn't catch him. So what I'm telling you is, what I'm recommending to people is go to the drugstore and get one of those face masks. It's a whole face mask. It will cover you from your forehead down past your chin, depending on how long your chin is. I mean, how tall your height of your head is. but in any case, and you can see through it. It's for blood splatter and respiratory therapy and things like that. You should be able to get a pack of 25 for $25. Right. I mean, they're disposable. They aren't made out of glass. You're not expected to. Right. To wash them off and reuse them. What that will do is that will keep somebody who's talking with you from their spittle from getting on your face. So
all right.
Go to the store, get some of those,
hold that
be
thought.
Prepared to use them.
Hold that thought, Ann. Call number 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.freedomfromtyranny.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 9th of May. Freeze-dry guy continues to have the long-range patrol rations on sale. He bought it all. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun for long-range patrol rations, what we call LRPs. I don't believe, I'm not aware of anybody else selling these anyplace. There might be a few meals available here and there. But if you want the real deal, the freshly manufactured overruns, there's only one place to go. That's freezedryguy.com. Spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, Western eggs with ham. Western eggs with ham is one of the ones that if you buy more cases, you get a bigger discount. If you get 10 or more cases, down to $94.50 per case. That's a really quite a bargain. These long-range patrol rations will keep for decades if properly stored in a cool, dry place. Give you the nutrition you need, the fat, the calories, everything you need. They're very tasty, very nutritious to keep you going out in the bush. Get all the nutritional facts and the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com. And let's just jump right back in there where we leave off.
Well, we were talking about protecting yourself.
Yes.
I was going to give you a link, but in the short time, and in the pressures of the time, I didn't get it. All right, the other breaking news story has to do with radiation. There has been a release of tritium and potentially 100 gallons of water that contain tritium, and they think that it will get into the groundwater. This is in South Carolina at Oconee Nuclear Power Plant in Seneca, South Carolina. And this is the first report. In fact, I didn't even have this on my list. This is the first report out of this particular nuclear power plant. But if it seeps into the groundwater, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, says, well, it's such a small amount, it's not going to be, it's not going to hurt you. And they're going to be looking into it. What they do is they take the water that comes out from circulating around the nuclear reactor, and they transfer it out, and then they treat it before they dump it into the ground. And so it was being transferred from one chemical treatment pond to another. And there were signs that it had been seeping into the ground near the transfer pumps between the ponds.
Right.
And so this is yet another example of failing nuclear power plants or lax oversight or something. And so what can I say?
Okay.
People in South Carolina. Here in St. Louis, speaking of radiation, we have a sports field that's located close to the Bridgeton landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And people went out there, ordinary citizens, just people who have children, went out there with radiation detectors, and they reported high levels of radiation.
Right.
And we have seen that before. We've seen where a high school student did a science project on that,
right.
Especially along a creek, because there were so many people who were... Hers was a little different. She didn't measure it. She just took a survey of how many people had gotten sick who lived along that creek.
Right.
Well, in this case, they actually went out and measured. They had asked the EPA to check it, and the EPA said, no, we don't need it checked. And I actually saw the news bite in the person from the city was saying, you can't shut down this field. We have contests set up here. We're going to have thousands of young people here. But the citizen group was able to close that field based on their ratings and, of course, raised a row. And the EPA has agreed to go in and test that field and around that field.
Well, good. That's an example of grassroots activism having some very rapid and positive results.
Yes, and I have to congratulate them because it's never easy to go against power. You know, when you got the mayor of the city saying, "Oh, we're going to have this contest because it's going to bring in so much money."
Well, that was the mayor making those statements?
I don't think it was. Well,
or his people.
He was a spokesman for the. For the person, the Parks and Recreation.
All right.
So probably under the auspices of the mayor, but no, it wasn't the mayor that made those
okay.
statements. It was this person that was running the contest and didn't want to lose the money.
Right. Well, that's understandable. Financial incentive is what I'm trying to say. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Well, that's good. Where do we go from here?
Anyway, they have, at Heathrow, they did send out a warning on the British Airlines flight 262 that this fellow in Indiana flew on. And they're going to be tracking them and making sure that they're going to be okay. They're asking any passengers on that flight. I don't understand why flight manifests don't have home addresses and names of people who are flying because it's on your ticket, and you'd think that they would be in their computer system, but apparently they're asking the flyers to contact them.
It's not even in their system at all? That's amazing. I'm shocked.
Well, if it is, it maybe it's not their job.
Huh.
You know, their job is to sell the ticket and transfer the person. It's not to track them after the travel. I don't know, John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work in the air.
Well, I know it's not your area of expertise, but I am a bit surprised that they wouldn't have that in their system.
Well, maybe it has to do with privacy.
Possibly, because I know when you buy your ticket, that they do get all that information from you.
I know. It's printed on your ticket, and they look at it, and they look at your ID.
Right, and they compare it, right.
Anyway, I just want to jump to Ebola. They have declared that Ebola is a global threat, and that's because it's just one air flight away. Now, we're not talking about MERS. Ebola is also a Category 4 biohazard, and we went over what that means. That means it should only be around somebody with it who, if you are dressed in a biohazard suit and have a self-contained oxygen tank.
Right.
So how many of us have those things? Well,
no significant number, no.
Yes. It's Ebola, I just want to reiterate, is spread when people are coming in contact, direct contact with blood or secretions. And how it was first transmitted was that it was the custom over in the DRC to kiss the body of the person who died.
Right.
And, of course, they would have sweat on their body or something. And
right.
Then the people who kissed their bodies, it had to be a naked body, of course, and then they would catch it. So that they were able to stamp it out in Central Africa. This Ebola that is in West Africa is different, and I think it's a bioweapon. The incubation period is up to 28 days, and now they're saying that you don't have any symptoms until the last 2 days, and then you die quickly. So I don't know what you can do about that, because if they can, you know, if you've got it for a month and then you get sick and die, it's going to be very, very hard to stamp out. And the infected may appear healthy for up to 3 weeks while transmitting it to unsuspecting people. So
that's about as scary as it gets, Ann. It really is. That's about as scary as it gets.
Yeah. Now,
we're talking Ebola here, right?
Ebola. This is hemorrhagic. What happens is that the blood refuses to clot. It seeps out of your organs. Probably it would be like an H1N1. The first sign that you might have is bloody diarrhea.
Right.
And there are no, as far as we know, there are no sentinels. A sentinel would be nice, because then you could keep it in your home like the canary in the coal mine.
Right.
Or keep it around your children, or, you know, have the schools have it, you know, keep it as a pet. And
hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 9th day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Information there you may not know even exists, such as a free download, the book The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book much older than the Bible, a book that's mandatory reading in every military academy on the planet. The official report from scientists and engineers appointed to look into what EMP can and cannot do. About a 300-page report, the first 75 pages are what you need to know. Free download at my website. Also, the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I might be out moving rock and dirt, climbing up and down a radio tower, using the chainsaw, go to bed with minor aches and pains, wake up pain-free after a very solid night's sleep, with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. The energy cleaner. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line order 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, answered in St. Louis, Missouri by very polite young men and women. The toll-free auto line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And yes, I do take checks and money orders. My address is at my website, thelibertyman.com. And we've got about 7 minutes here to talk about anything that needs to be talked about.
All right, John. I did want to mention that there are reports at Hanford. Hanford is on the border between, it's in Washington State on the Columbia River that separates it from Oregon. And apparently, the reporters just came out the 1st of May, but apparently 6 weeks prior to that, there was an explosion. You know, they're taking down the plutonium plant and processing plant, and somebody was welding a pipe or unwelding a pipe, and it exploded. The pipe exploded. This is probably the most contaminated facility in the United States. They were making plutonium. And they said that it wasn't told to the public. The NRC didn't tell it to the public. The plant management didn't tell it to the public. But apparently the workers were exposed. And what they're saying is that...
Well, let's back up a moment here. I want to recap what you're saying now. A construction worker who has welding skills...
Yes.
Was given an assignment to, it sounds like, put a cutting torch on a pipe.
Yes.
And apparently the pipe was a pressurized pipe full of nuclear material of some sort under pressure.
Well, now, I think I could infer that from what you're saying, yes.
Yes, and something's broken here. There's a chain of command in any place like that. From the top down, a chain of command that's responsible for making everything and everybody is safe. And clearly to me, the chain of command was broken. The people responsible for this lost control here somehow, some way, of what was going on inside that plant, didn't they?
Well, the union representative said that they were on a time schedule. And they had to meet a timeline, and so yeah, you're right. Something was done that was wrong. I mean, really wrong. I mean, plutonium is not something you want. Well, there was an explosion at the building, and it
right.
included a plutonium explosion. And what he's saying is that they are getting rid of the experienced individuals. Because they might raise concerns, like, you know, they know what they did 10 years ago or they did 10 days ago, and they had these safety guidelines, and now they're being asked to work without them. And they're bringing in younger workers who are, you know, they're certified for the work, but they don't ask the questions because they
right.
don't have that kind of experience.
And they're not part of the... collective memory of what's taken place in the past.
No, and I don't know if you saw that movie with the train. I forget what was the name of that? Runaway or whatever it was. And the young guy was coming in, and the old guys in the union were sitting around, and they said, yeah, they were, you're right. You know, nobody likes to be replaced by somebody younger just because they earn less.
Right.
You know, just because they, you know, sometimes you got to keep older people in the job. It happened to be one of the older union guys that saved the day, but that was a good movie to show that interaction that occurs between union workers when they're replacing the older workers,
right.
more seasoned workers with the younger workers, and they can do that on occasion. You know, they change the job title, and so it no longer has to be a union job.
Right.
Or they changed the right to work laws. Anyway, so that happened at Hanford. I just wanted to let people up there know that there was an explosion. And if you had people that were working in that building, they may have brought plutonium home to you.
Well, isn't that special?
Yeah. Well, yes. Okay, we had an automatic scram. You know, a scram is where the reactor is shut down. And it usually takes 3 or 4 days to to get it back running again. It is in hot standby, and it had to do with a generator protection relay that set off. And the decay heat removal is via the main steam dumps. So that means they're putting it out into the air.
Right.
And that is at Salem in New Jersey. Let's see what else.
2 minutes, Ann. 2 minute warning.
Oh. Well, I would say that the most what you need to protect yourself against right now is a biohazard. You need to be thinking about what you have in your facility that can help you survive. They do have I did find these transparent. I looked under medical transparent face masks, and they're selling them for for $17.91 for a lot of five.
Okay.
Or they're like $4 each, and you have to buy five. And so what you do is you search for medical transparent face masks. Now, I don't think that these were available 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is something new that's been added to the medical field. And so, you know, I want you to add that to the things that you need in your medical kit.
Okay. Absolutely.
These are disposable. They are not. You're not expected to wash them. Just think about if you're talking to somebody. You've got spittle. This will keep the spittle from reaching your face. It'll also keep the spittle from reaching them. If you happen to be contagious, and if you want to know what you've been exposed to, just spray when you get home. Spray them on the front. And run that into a petri dish that has agar in it. Put the cover on. Sit it in a cool, dark place. I have actually put mine in in my kitchen in the cupboard, and
okay.
Put them in a bag so they're dark. And look at them after a week or to 10 days, and you will be amazed at what you're being exposed to.
Really? Okay.
It's something that you can do at home. That's what I did when I moved into my home. I discovered that I had mold problems in the home that, you know, it wasn't detectable. But, of course, in St. Louis, we all have mold every place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got the mold. I did mold remediation and got it out of my house, and I started feeling better. It makes a big difference. But in any case, what I'm trying to say is you're going to need this in your medical kit. Absolutely.
All right.
This is so serious. These biohazard level 4 viruses, you know, both the MERS and the Ebola, the Middle East Ebola, are what I would call weapons of war, weapons of biological war.
We'll have to end on that. We'll do some radio with Dr. Deagle later in the day. Ann, thank you for being with us.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all have a fun, safe, productive weekend. Be sure and get your medical supplies, energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, and God bless America.